Episode 133 by Alan Hester, The Art of Letting Go. If like me, you struggle to delegate or let go of certain tasks because no one else can do it like me, then this fascinating episode from Alan Hester is right for you. I also have a WordPress plugin to share with you in today's Tool of the Day.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the Online Marketing Audio Blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Yo, hello, 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 and a really warm welcome to the Online Marketing Audio Blog. My name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella. Joe, this is an audio version of the blog that's written on the Green Umbrella website with a bit of a twist, and its focus is on the small business owner. We appreciate that business owners wear so many hats, and therefore we need to learn lots of new skills if we're going to be successful. This blog is here to help. From finance problems to social media and everything else in between, you're going to find it here on the audio blog. I can't get my teeth in today.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Bebo, Boo Boo, Coochie Coo, Who's a Pretty Boy Then? All the platforms are covered here.
In each episode, I always add a little something just for you listeners in the tool or technique of the day. So before we transition over to today's guest blog, let me share with you today's tool of the day, which is actually a plugin of the day.
The Online Marketing Audio Blog. Tools and techniques.
Today's tool of the day is a really simple free plugin for WordPress that helped me create columns on my website that I needed for this particular article. I didn't want anything fancy, I just wanted a nice two column layout with no boxes or any fancy padding, anything like that, no fancy colours, I just wanted it nice and simple. And this one did exactly what it says on the tin. So check it out, it's called Column Shortcodes from CodePress, and you can see it in action on today's article. The links to both these tools of the day, this tool of the day and obviously the article, you can find on all the W's, green-umbrella.biz/133.
You're on the Online Marketing Audio Blog.
It's now time to see the return of guest blogger Alan Hester to make his appearance. If you struggle to delegate, or perhaps you've got a manager who works for you that never delegates out to the team, then this article is going to be of interest. The very last line in his article really, really resonated with me. Anyway, I'm now going to pass you over to the wonderful Alan Hester. Over to you, Alan.
In every episode, get the view from the outside, a stack of subscribers, the how-to articles that create action. It's the guest blogger.
When I was given my first director level position, I was also given a PA. I thought that was pretty cool, until one day she asked me if she could have a word. Yes, of course, I said, what can I do for you? I was taken aback when she said, you're making my job impossible. She went on to explain that she was supposed to be organising me, but she couldn't do it properly because I kept my own diary, didn't keep her informed of my to-do list, and kept doing things myself, such as booking train tickets, arranging conferences, typing up my own presentations. The result was a very unmotivated personal assistant who couldn't assist me and therefore had little job satisfaction. I did what any sensible leader would do and asked her to tell me how I could put it right. And we arranged a weekly half-hour meeting that gave her all the information she needed to manage me, saving me time and making me look better to the outside world. I became more effective and she was happier and felt she was finally able to do her job. Sometimes we are our own worst enemy and have an impact on others that we're totally unaware of. Delegation is the one behaviour that leaders and managers tell me they struggle with more than anything else. What prevents us from letting go, even when we see the evidence all around us that we can't do everything on our own? There are some very real barriers to delegation, and we need to address these properly before we can list the benefits and force ourselves to do it. Delegation is often, I think, misunderstood. It is not simply a matter of setting objectives and leaving someone to do them. True delegation involves taking something that is normally in our own job role and handing it over to someone else to do instead. We are therefore giving someone something that we were previously responsible for. When we do that, are we delegating responsibility for that activity, or are we delegating the authority to do it? Delegation is best understood as the process of handing over authority to someone else in a way that enables that person to make decisions which are usually made by the manager. You can delegate authority, but you cannot delegate responsibility. In other words, you can delegate something in your job role and still retain the responsibility for it. If you hand over the responsibility, then there is a need to review it and include it in the other person's job description. There are a number of symptoms or warning signs that make it fairly clear that a manager needs to become an effective delegator. These all apply equally to owner-managers. Even if you have no internal staff, it's tremendously helpful to treat subcontractors in exactly the same way. You may need to delegate if you, for example, regularly work late or take work home. If you find that you're unable to meet deadlines. If you avoid accepting help from others. If you devote time to operation and to detail rather than to planning and controlling. If you're experiencing reduced job satisfaction, or if you have little or no confidence in the abilities of your colleagues or external means of support. If the team falls apart without you, with people unclear about what their responsibilities are, unaware of regular routines and deadlines, or unsure of how to perform key tasks, it's a fair bet that you are not an effective delegator. It is not a sign of effective management if the team cannot cope in your absence, or if you feel you have to do everything yourself in order to make sure it is done properly. There are a number of good reasons for managers deciding not to delegate. These are not made up. However, they are all, to a greater or lesser extent, based on fear. And as we have seen a number of times during our management careers, I'm sure, fear has no place in management. If we regard the barriers to delegating as based on a fear of what might happen if we let go, the answer is in how we see the process of delegation. If we are delegating authority, we retain the responsibility. This means that we are still in control. We decide who we delegate to, what we delegate, and how we delegate. We can use delegation as a means of coaching and empowering people, and see the time we put into the process as an investment in them and the performance of the whole team, therefore providing security for ourselves and the person we're delegating to. The benefits listed in the positives that people may come up with are worth having, and they produce real advantages for the team and the manager. These are things, for example, like increasing the efficiency of the team, more time for thinking and strategy, increasing team morale, strengthening team capability, better value for money, better relationships, and perhaps better results. So it's worth the initial discomfort or facing down the short-term and fear-based barriers we may automatically erect. Some of these might be we're uneasy about giving up power, that we're comfortable being busy, perhaps we fear no longer being the expert or indispensable, perhaps we feel it's going to take too long to prepare other people and we may as well do it ourselves. I think if we follow these few suggestions for effective delegation, our teams and ours time will be more effectively spent. Delegating well clearly qualifies as an investment in yourself and your team. Here are 9 points that are worth considering. Be prepared to give up your favourites. Don't simply give away jobs you hate. Use delegation as a way of coaching and empowering people. Don't avoid delegating because it takes too long to teach people a new task. It will save you much more time in the end. Don't avoid delegating because you can do it better yourself at the moment. Make time for effective delegation. Don't be a manager who leaves a scribbled list when they're about to go on leave for 3 weeks. Build in clear ground rules from the start. What level of authority are you delegating? What are the targets and timescales? What are the success measures? Build in arrangements for monitoring and review. This will give reassurance to you and your colleague, allowing you to keep control and giving your team member access to support and advice. Coach the team member by asking questions seeking their solutions to problems and challenges and encouraging them to explain their reasons and assumptions. Acknowledge their ideas and recognise their performance. In other words, make sure that they are given credit for their achievements and support for their development. The American author Michael Gerber coined the now infamous phrase that too many people find themselves working in the business, not on the business, to describe the tendency many of us have for getting bogged down in the detail instead of looking at the bigger picture and thinking strategically. We must show some faith in our staff or our subcontractors and allow them to work at a higher level than they currently are, stretching them and equipping them to take on more. This will in turn free us up to be more strategic and in the end benefits everyone. Effective delegation, supporting personal growth for team members, is a great way of ensuring that we give them the skills, knowledge and confidence to find things out for themselves and reduce the need for them to keep coming to us for solutions they could find for themselves. Being indispensable is not important. Indispensable managers stay where they are. Those who empower their teams, increase their commitment and develop their people are more likely to go on to be successful elsewhere.
Thank you for listening.
Alan, I think you hit the nail on the head with that article. That's powerful stuff. Jay, last year I read a book called Virtual Freedom, which I know I've mentioned a few times, by a guy called Chris Ducker. And it's all about having a virtual team and the focus is on outsourcing rather than employing people. I was inspired that I actually made a long list of things that I would delegate, and the production of this podcast was the first one on my list. But how do you get people to do things exactly as you would do them first? The answer for me was video. If you like things to be set out in a certain way, then go through the whole process on video, giving an explanation of why you're doing it and what you're doing. Once you've gone through step-by-step instructions with perhaps your virtual VA, then they will always have the video to hand if they're not quite sure about something. And you know what? That works for me. To read today's article from Alan and see the charts that he mentioned and to find the links to today's tool of the day, which was Column Shortcode plugin for WordPress, please visit all the W's, green-umbrella.biz/133.
Next time, the online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.
Anyway, that's it for this episode. Take care for now. See you soon. Take care. Bye-bye. Ta-da.
This episode has been produced by 13 Media Arts on behalf of Green Umbrella.
13 Media Arts.